What's up, Jam Fam? Welcome to Shecky's Jam Bands, the only podcast that measures time in 20-minute drum solos. I'm your host, Shecky, and today we're talking about a band that sounds like a mad scientist through a disco ball, a heavy metal vest, and a jazz textbook into a blender. I'm talking about Colorado's own Eminence Ensemble. These guys didn't just meet at a festival. They've been in the trenches together since they were kids in Summit County, Colorado. The original core, Justin Neely, Nick Baum, Zach Flynn, and Tanner Barden, actually started out as rivals in middle school bands. Imagine that, a bunch of middle schoolers staring each other down at a battle of the bands like it was West Side Story, but with more braces and worse guitar tuning. Eventually, they realized they were better together, moved down the mountain to CU Boulder, and started playing house parties that probably took years off the neighbors' lives. Now, how did they get their name? It wasn't some deep psychedelic vision quest. Around 2009, they had their first real gig booked, but didn't have a name yet. In a classic move of we need it to print up the posters in 5 minutes, they literally flipped through a dictionary, landed on Eminence Ensemble, and said, yeah, that sounds fancy enough to get us paid. It's a good thing they didn't land on enema or eggplant. This would be a very different podcast if that had been their name. If you're new to EE Experience, you need to hear these two live staples that perfectly capture their progressive jam rock vibe. So Many Days, See It Live. This is an absolute marathon track, often stretching over 14 minutes in a live setting. It's a perfect introduction because it showcases their dual guitar harmonies and those heavy bass drops that make your teeth rattle. It's the kind of song that starts out as a polite conversation and ends up in full-blown sonic riot. The second one you should check out, again, a live song, Forbidden Fruit, usually played in two parts. This is where their funk and electronic influences really shine. It's got that slick Miami Vice synth energy, but with a raw improvisational edge that proves they aren't just playing notes. They're exploring the galaxy. Some unique facts. Well, the Six Man, while they started as a quartet, they evolved into six people. Will Snyder on keys, Dylan Gleet on guitar, replacing earlier members. They're known as the Homie Band. They are deeply embedded in the Colorado scene, often sharing the stage with local legends like the Magic Beans, which I just covered a couple of episodes ago, or titans like Humphreys McGee, which I actually reviewed in my first in the first season. And lastly, they're studio rats. Unlike jam bands that fear the record button, these guys are obsessed with the studio. For their 2024 album, Inside Looking Out, they reportedly narrowed down a list of over 150 recordings to find the perfect tracks. Now that's real dedication. Bottom line, if you like your jams with a side of complexity and a heavy helping of Colorado soul, check out Eminence Ensemble. Just don't try to look them up in the dictionary. You'll get distracted by the words enthusiasm, which is exactly what these guys bring to every stage. This is Shecky's Jam Bands. We'll catch you next time on the rail. Stay jammy.